investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign.
It was a 20-minute news conference made up of a 15-minute opening statement and only about 5 minutes of questioning from reporters. Some insights were new, but essentially what reporters heard was a reiteration of the fourth-page letter the Attorney General William Barr released to the world 2 weeks ago.
But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme.
As the opening statement continued, Attorney General Barr discussed the additional concern regarding obstruction of justice.
The Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
A part of his and Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's reasoning for not pursuing obstruction charges, the Attorney General said, was because of what he called extraordinary scrutiny of the president.
There is substantial evidence to show that the president was frustrated and angered by his sincere belief that the investigation was undermining his presidency, propelled by his political opponents, and fueled by illegal leaks. Nonetheless, the White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation.
Barr then went on to answer about 5 minutes of questions from reporters before abruptly ending the news conference. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller was not in attendance at the morning press conference. This is VOA News. Suspected separatist militants ambushed a bus in southwestern Pakistan before dawn on Thursday and killed 14 passengers.